Why did you become a recording artist?
I never became a recording artist. I just tried to do music, and then I was messing with it. I just stopped messing with it though. Just on some personal shit. Like, I just didn't want to keep doing it type shit. I feel like that's not my lane right now.
All right. Just curious there. Now, when it comes to questions, speaking of questions, have people questioned your height?
Yeah. Everybody be thinking I'm short. I'm not short. I'm 6'4". But every time I come across somebody new, like over the phone or like on the internet, people would think that I'm like 5'8", 5'10", type beat. Hell no.
Now, at that height of 6'4", are you the tallest member of your immediate family?
Alive? Yeah. Well, no, my brother taller than me. My brother's 6'5".
And when it comes to questions, do people ever question your jewelry?
My jewelry?
Yes.
I never came across nothing like that.
Like, how much all this jewelry you're wearing during this interview costs, for example?
Like all this?
Yes. Everything you have on today.
Take it. Some shit. Some hard work, earn money type beat.
Now, let's dive a little bit deeper. Can you shed some light and explain the meaning behind the different pendants, for example?
My chains?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. You can go with my sleeve chain. Should I take it off?
It's totally up to you.
Nah. So, people be asking me, like, what do this say? And it say Swavy with a broken heart and this red glow up in the dark type shit. It was like, I added it because I wanted to make it feel like he's still, like, shine bright type shit on some shit. And I, like, warped the words type beat. Like, I made the design myself and I sent it to the person that made my chain type shit. So this really resembled my best friend. And then this was just an upgraded piece from my first piece when I was 16 and I bought my first chain, but I just needed a bigger one. I didn't like the small shit.
And we've talked about your best friend that has passed away in a previous interview. And we've also talked about your name in a previous interview as well. But what about the ring? Any meaning behind the rings?
Oh, my rings? Well, I don't really got too much meaning to this one. I feel like I grabbed it because I represent Christ. And this one was just a big-ass rock. So I just was like, why not? Me and my man Stray got one of these, though. So it was like we just copped it at the same time type shit.
And there's a few pieces that you're not wearing and wondering what your opinion on them are as well. Now, for example, your teeth. You don't have any grills on during this interview, temporary or permanent. What's your opinion on that?
On grills?
Yes.
I don't really got an opinion on grills. I would get grills. I just got veneers right now. I got gems on my teeth, though. Nobody don't really know I got gems on my teeth until I smile type shit. But I might get some grills one day. Or some, I don't know.
What's your opinion? Well, I was going to say, what's your opinion on earrings, but you are sporting some earrings.
Yeah. I don't really got an opinion on earrings. Earrings is an aesthetic. A part of my aesthetic type shit. I always wore earrings, though.
And both ears are pierced?
Yeah.
And what about watches? Are you sporting a watch during this interview?
No, I'm actually not wearing a watch. I'm wearing some bracelets type shit. But I got a watch. I got a watch.
Care to share what kinds?
My AP.
And let's dive even deeper on some of the significance of these items that you're wearing. We've touched it on a surface level, but let's dive a little bit deeper. Okay, starting with the necklaces. The actual chains these pendants sit on, are they called anything specific?
The necklaces?
Yes.
Cubans?
Yes.
Cubans.
Okay. And when it comes to the rings, You mentioned the significance of the rings, but what about the fingers they sit on?
It's no significance. I mean, I wanted a pinky ring and an index ring. I didn't want the middle finger, the ring finger, feel me, the thumb. I don't know. I'm not a fan of rings for real. I just got these on some cool shit. Like,
and what about the jewelers behind the chains, the pendants, or the rings or earrings as well?
What you mean?
The jeweler behind it? Care to share the jewelers behind any of these items?
No. No free promo. This came out of my pocket. No free promo.
And when it comes to the ears, you mentioned you had both ears pierced. Was that done professionally or self-piercing, perhaps?
I went to Claire's and I got my ears pierced when I was like 16. I had never had my ears pierced till I turned 16. When I turned 16, I just started doing everything. I don't know why.
And you end up getting both ears pierced at the same time. There's some that do one.
Yeah, I was going to do one, but like, I didn't give a fuck about what nobody was talking about. I just said, fuck it. I just did it on some shit.
Now, who or what motivates you at this point?
Who motivate me? My mom. My mom always gonna motivate me. That's like my number one motivation, to just keep going type shit. Because if she still gotta go through certain shit, that just let me know every day, that reassure me every day, like I'm not doing enough type shit. So, Dukes type.
But circumstances could be different for everyone. But there may be someone in the audience who needs some motivational words or encouragement themselves right now. Can you give them any?
About what?
Just generally speaking.
About my mom?
No, not about your mom. Just zooming out. Just, do you have any motivational words for those in the audience?
I mean...
any encouraging words for those in the audience?
Stay down till you come up, bro. Don't be out here trying to fit in with the next niggas, people, because you're not missing out on nothing. That's all I can honestly say. Because I feel like a lot of people get confused and they like seeing nice shit, but no one know the backstory behind the nice shit, like how hard it was to get to that point, like how much effort it took to even try to do X, Y, and Z. Like, niggas just gotta stay down. Like, because I feel like people see a facaded lifestyle and they would try to jump up on a wave. And then when they jump up on a wave, they life go down. Because it's like, that's not your lane type shit. Me personally, I stay in my lane. For me, like Tory Lanez. I don't gotta hop on my lane. For me.
Now, this facade that you're describing here, can you go any deeper than that? What have you seen that's been the most or the biggest facade?
The biggest facade, probably just the flexing part of getting income from wherever you get your income from. I feel like people just so quick to post what they like just did, other than saving it for your real life, like, and appreciating what you got. I personally just didn't grow up flexing, so I don't see why people do shit like that. I can understand if you, like, happy for your achievement on some shit, because I would show my achievement, but I won't flex my achievement. I would show it in a motivational way, like, all y'all can do this, because it's like, nigga, no one, bro, niggas is young as shit doing grown people shit. Like, so that's why, like me, I would show stuff, like, as, like, motivation. It really all depends on how people take it, though, but some people do be big-headed and get the flexing and trying to shit on people. Like, I feel like when you do that, God just gets you later on type shit. Like, you just gotta humble yourself. Like, you stay humble, more blessings gonna come, bro.
Now, what is your definition of a friend?
A friend? All right, a boy or a girl. or just in general?
Generally speaking, a friend.
A friend, I feel like a friend just stick with you through thick and thin, through everything that you go through. Just a real nigga at the end of the day. Just a real person at the end of the day. A person that just, like, can take accountability, because if you can't take accountability, you're just not real type shit. Like, because I feel like me, bro, I can go through anything with anybody, but as long as that person know, like, what they did, I don't care no more. Feel me? Because it's like, you owned up to your bullshit or your mistake type shit. But if you want to argue about just little petty stuff till you die, you can go do that. I don't really got time for that type shit.
Now, how do you spot a fake friend?
I test all my homies. So it's like, I can just tell what's real and what's fake type shit. Like, they wouldn't even know if I'm testing them. But I would test somebody that's close to me to see if they can remain close to me, because I just don't like fake shit. So it's like, I would test them on some shit.
Do you have any, go ahead.
Not in no crazy way, but just like on some like bait, see like what you would do in this situation type.
Do you have an example of one of your past tests?
Nah.
Now, in a previous interview with you, you discussed a best friend in your life that had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have a best friend at this point?
Like somebody that's mad close to me now?
For lack of a better phrase, and saying this respectfully, do you have a best friend that's alive at this point?
Like that's mad close, like on some shit. Yeah.
Do you use that title best friend with them, like the one that had passed away?
But like that's like I trust him with everything type shit. So yeah.
But why not use the phrase best friend like the person that passed away once ago?
I mean, Chase like my best friend, but it's like we don't use best friend type shit. So it's like it just never was thought of in that way. But that's like I trust him with my life type shit. So it's like that's when I, for me.
And just for transparency, Chase is off camera to the side of you during this interview. Now, what about this? Okay. Any interesting or favorite memories with other well-known, famous, or celebrities you had a chance to be around or worked with you want to share with the audience today? Looking back...
A famous memory?
No, sorry. A famous person.
I mean, a famous person memory with.
Yes.
And
it could be a well-known person, a famous person, a celebrity.
My homies all really got a name type shit. So I could bring a Rare. If y'all know who Rare is, too Rare. Him, I could bring up. We was at a B&B, and... We was at a B&B, bro, and some stuff was going on type shit, and we did a little switcheroo like 3 times. I feel like that was a good memory because it was unplanned, and the way how the night went, niggas, like, it still didn't work in niggas' favor type shit. So I'm saying switcheroo, but don't let it go over your head, like nothing went down type shit. It's just shit was trying to, like, niggas was trying to have shit go on, but it was too much shit going on type shit. And shit just couldn't happen type shit.
Now, in reference to him, do you remember how you two met for the very first time?
We met off Instagram. Yeah, I looked through my DM. He texted me, like, yo, like, you live in Philly, woo-woo. And then we locked in after that. And then that was that type shit. Like, he kept coming to my crib. I was inside his Cupid music video. We just was always around each other type shit before I moved and before he moved, because he live in New York now, so.
And for those in the audience getting to know you for the very first time, care to share your IG as well?
I'm Wuda. My Instagram is Famous Wuda. If y'all don't know, now you know. Bah.
Now, what is too rare really like?
What is rare like?
Yeah.
Movie star, character, troll. No dull moment type shit. If he dull, he probably sick or going through something. Other than that, great vibes type shit.
And what's the best advice you receive from him, or most important thing you learned being around him so far?
Best advice I've received from Rare? He the one who told me to start rapping. I ain't gonna lie. I was scared to, so I'd be on the phone and we'd be chopping it up. I'm like, bro, like, no, he would say, "Who to start rapping?" And I'd be like, no, like, I never start rapping. Like, that's not my lane, bro. And he'd be like, bro, you tripping, bro. You just scared, bro. What, you scared of your voice? And I'd be like, no, I ain't scared of my voice. I'm just like, I don't think I can rap. Like, that's not my lane type shit. I don't know. I was having a lot of self-doubt, and he always was giving me his genuine opinion just based off music. He didn't even have to hear me rap. He just was saying, bro, try it. And I tried it. I tried that shit.
And what's the first song you end up releasing in your music catalog, publicly speaking?
Filed Out. That shit went. That shit went up so fast. I was so surprised. And it was crazy how everything went. He was supposed to be on that song.
Why didn't he make that appearance?
Let me be real. The verse he sent, I feel like it didn't fit the way that the song, how I wanted the song to be, how I wanted the song to be. So it was like, I told everybody else but him. So like, it was like a big ass misunderstanding just because of my miscommunication type shit. But overall, I just didn't want my song different on some shit.
And what's been the status since that miscommunication between you two at this point?
Like, we shook back. We talked like about all that, and everything was understood. I took accountability. I told him, and other than that, everything just been straight. Like, shit been smooth.
Has there been any collaboration between you two since?
No. Like, music-wise?
Yes, music-wise.
No. We got some. But it didn't get made yet.
Any plans with that unreleased verse that you have of his?
Maybe. Maybe not.
All right. Anything else you want to mention about Rare or question you weren't asked? People want to know about him.
No. It's my homie. Keep going. And start doing YouTube, nigga. That's what you should start doing, honestly. That's just my opinion for you type shit.
So this is interesting. He recommended music for you, and you're recommending him YouTube.
I've been recommending him to do YouTube, though. So that's the thing. It's like, when he was telling me to do music, I was telling him, like, to do YouTube. And he telling me the same thing I'm telling him. So that's the funniest part about it type shit. But I personally think if he do it, it'd be hilarious, bro. Nobody don't know his character type shit.
And maybe the word interesting was misused. Ironic is probably
ironic
the better term.
The word. Yeah, you're right.
Now, speaking of well-known, famous, or celebrities, who's the friendliest celebrity you've met so far? They were real nice. You weren't even expecting them to be that nice.
Celebrity?
Yes.
The fuck is that? Like, just well-known?
Well-known, famous. Whatever the phrase you want to use here is, but...
A celebrity?
Yes. Has there been someone you've met...
Oh, somebody known that I met?
That's been the friendliest.
Like, cool type shit?
Yeah. If you want to take it there.
I don't know.
I use the word friendliest, but the coolest maybe then.
I don't know.
Okay, what about?
I just look at everybody the same, so I wouldn't know who to say type shit. Friendliest?
And if you don't have an answer, that's okay as well.
Yeah, I ain't got one.
I don't want to force an answer.
Yeah.
But what about the opposite end of the spectrum? Who's been the meanest celebrity you've met so far?
Meanest. I don't know. I ain't meet no celeb yet. Yo, I did. I ain't gonna say nothing on it though.
So, okay. You have someone in mind for this answer, or you just don't want to say the person's name?
I don't want to say nobody's name.
Okay. But do they, whoever that person is you're thinking of, does that apply to this question? Who's the meanest celebrity you met so far? Or you just thought of a celebrity you met?
No, I just thought of a celebrity. Like, oh, okay. Yeah.
What's the last song you listened to before this game?
The last song?
Yes, whether it was your own personal song or someone else's.
Long Time, Playboi Carti.
And how does that song go?
I ain't felt like this in a long time. I ain't had shit in a long time. Yeah.
Now, what's the last song you had on repeat? Played it multiple times.
Jhené Aiko moments.
And what got you to play that song more than once?
I don't know, bro. Just her voice, bro. Like, I don't be wanting to turn it off when I'm cruising. Like, I just be in my, I be in my own head vibing. These are the moments in time. Ain't it, bro?
Now, what's the last song you put someone on to? You recommended to another person.
Oh. Come Through Like a Task Force. I had money before I was lit. What the fuck y'all mad for? What the fuck do these niggas be mad for, bro? If you, all right, I'm off topic, my bad. But Tag Us by, I forgot the nigga name. Damn, I forgot that nigga name.
Those in the audience who know will
they
help you out
know
in the
what
comments.
I'm talking about. It's called Tag Us, though, by something wreck. I don't know his name. Yeah, I forgot bro name.
But care to share who you recommended that song to? Do you recall that?
Mayon, EJ, Chase. Them niggas.
Now, what's the last song you hated? Couldn't stand. Bugged you, bothered you, got under your skin, perhaps.
Last song that I hated?
Yes.
Like, turn this shit off?
Sure.
No, I ain't answering that, bro. I ain't trying to get bashed.
But you do have a song in mind for that answer?
Probably. Probably not.
What's the last song that gave you the chills?
The chills, like on some like...
Goosebumps. Had the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, so to speak.
Candy Paint by Post Malone. For sure.
And what led to that occasion?
It just be like, it put me in my mood that like, yo, like life moving fast. Like, I can't slow down. Like, I just gotta keep my foot on the gas. And like, I just be thinking of like my past on how I came up type shit. It just be... Yeah, a lot of shit going on up here, gang. Like,
what's the last song you had sex to?
What? I'm gonna be real. It was Supersonic by Playboi Carti.
Now,
speed it up.
Now, what about your own music? Have you ever had sex to your own music?
No. What am I dancing to? I mean, what am I? No.
What's the last song you cried to? Shed a tear, perhaps.
Say It by Tory Lanez, X7 Streeter.
And what led to that occasion?
I don't even want to speak on that, but somebody I was close to, we used to listen to that song. a lot. Yeah.
Was that...
That was a while ago, though. I don't even...
For lack of a better phrase, was that both of your song?
That was, like, our song, technically. Yeah. Like, we turned it on, or I turned it on, like, yeah.
Now, what's the last song you fell asleep to?
Fell asleep?
Yes. Song you heard right before you shut it down, so to speak.
Ain't got time. I drop my name, though. Clear my mind. No Time by Cardi. Right around town with a bad ass bitch. Yeah, that's that shot.
And do you remember where this took place? Where you ended up falling asleep?
Crib. I just be blasting on my TV type shit.
And winding down here, what's the last song you played outside your genre of music?
Well, RT. I don't know what song it was, though. Wait, I've been making money, huh? You little nigga funny. That one. I don't listen to Lil' Kids, but he hard. I ain't gonna lie.
And what's the last song you released?
Like, actually, like, promoted and released? One song. Filed out. I never promoted another song.
Okay, what's the last song you released but didn't promote? Because you have a few songs on your Spotify.
No, I don't.
You don't? Are you trolling?
No. I do, but I don't. I didn't release them songs. That's why I said I don't know.
Care to shed some light on that?
I sent my songs out to a couple folks. And my shit got posted. My shit's been cooked for a while.
Are you talking about a leak here?
Yeah.
Do you know who leaked it?
No. And I don't know why you leaked my song. You're a bitch. But it's cool. That's why I'm right.
Have you tried to get the songs removed?
No. I said, fuck it.
Why that attitude towards it? You're laughing here, but there's other people that have been in your position. They would have the total opposite feeling. They would be upset. This would get under their skin.
I don't do music, so I don't know how to really feel about it. Like, I don't care. Music don't bring me no... Don't fuck up my day. Like, I can go to the booth and try again on a whole different beat if I felt like it. But I don't do music, bro. I don't.
What's the last song you performed?
I never performed a song.
Never. Even fouled out. Never had a chance to perform it.
Nope. I had a chance to. I didn't take the chance. I had a couple chances to. I didn't want to do it. I don't do music. I just really stay in my lane. Like.
And finally, what's the last song you want to hear before the world ends? Hypothetically speaking, of course. You got one song to play. The world's about to end. What song is that that you're going to press play to?
Keep It G by Rod Wave.
And why that song in particular for you?
I don't know. That just make me think about everything. Everything. All my accomplishments. All the past bullshit. All my dreams and shit. All my friends. Dukes. It just put me in a different realm type shit when I listen to that.
When you wake up, what's the first thing you do? Absolute first thing.
The first thing I do, I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. That's the first thing I do.
And speaking of waking up, aside from the first thing, do you have a wake-up routine by any chance? Things you do all the time. It's a pattern for you.
I wake up, I pray to God, I call my mom, make sure my bro's up, then I get dressed. Then my day started, type shit.
And is that the actual chronological order of how
your
routine goes?
Yeah.
And how long do you lay in bed before you finally get up?
I get right up. I don't know how niggas just get up and they stay laying there. I feel like I tried to do that before. It don't work. I got to get up. I got to move. It's like, bro, I can go to sleep at 4 in the morning and get up at 8 full of energy. Like, once I'm up, I'm up. I got to be doing shit, bro. I can't just sit still.
Now, in this example, you shared 8 a.m. as a possible wake-up time. But are you considered a morning person or a night owl at this point?
Don't talk to me at nighttime. That's like the worst me. If I'm tired, if I'm tired, that's the worst me. Like, I'm just, cause look, I'm already bold, blunt. I'm respectful and chill. But when I'm tired, I'm like overly bold, blunt. I'm not chill no more, I'm tired. And I'm not respectful when I'm tired. I'm gonna keep it 100. But in the morning, I'm cool in the morning type shit. As long as I'm not tired, I feel like I'm cool. I don't know what it is about me. It's just when I'm tired, bro, I'm like a whole different nigga type shit.
So is there a typical time you wake up, perhaps? Unless 8 a.m.
Hell no.
Is
I'm probably up by like, I'm never up at 12. Like, I never just get up at 12. I'm always up before 12 type shit. I could say, I'm always up before 11:30. Yeah, always before 11:30. I'm always up. But like, it all depends on what time I went to sleep. So if I went to sleep at like 10, I'm up at like 7. Like, I get the full 8, 9, cool shit, feel me? But if I'm up to like 4 or 5, I'm up at like 11 or 10:30. Like, it all depends.
And is that also a roundabout figure when you do go to sleep? That 10 p.m. that you just gave a few times, but is that the typical time maybe you go to sleep, or could that vary as well?
I don't know. Yeah, it all depends. Like, if I'm up and productive and I got shit to do, like, I'm probably up to like 2, 3 type shit.
Now, you mentioned 8 or 9 hours of sleep here.
Yeah.
How important is that for you? Is that like a requirement? You got to have that 8 hours.
No, I don't even get 8, 9 hours. So it's like, if I got 8, 9 hours, somebody put me down. Like, I had a great night. If I got to sleep before 12, I had a great night. Great night.
Now, what's on your bedside table right now, if you have a bedside table?
My daily bread. My jewelry box. And my shit.
And on the opposite end of the spectrum, do you have a bedtime routine by any chance? Certain things you do all the time right before you close those eyes.
So like before I go to sleep to get ready for me to go to bed, feel me? I need to eat, feel me? I need to drink like 2 bottles of water. I need to go pee, then I'm gone. I'm gone. I need to eat. It's mandatory. Cause if I don't eat, I need water. So it's like, I need either or type beat. So if I don't got no food, I need water. But either way, I always pee before I go to sleep type shit. Like that has to happen or I can't go to sleep. I never went to sleep without using the bathroom type shit.
Now, in regards to eating or drinking, is any of that done in your actual bed?
Hell no. I don't eat in my bed. I eat like on my countertop and then take it down type shit. I wasn't raised to eat in my bed. My mom don't play that.
What's your opinion on those that do eat in bed?
Nothing. It's just that's how they probably just wasn't raised to not eat in their bed type beat. My mom just didn't play that. Me personally, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't walk the food upstairs and go kick my feet up on the bed and eat the plate. Eat your food downstairs, throw your food out when you're done type shit. Downstairs. Because if you don't, I don't feel like hearing her mouth. Because she don't hit me. She just get on, like, she take me on rant trips. Like, you know the thing, like, you know, like a road trip? She take me on a rant trip, like an 8-hour rant trip. I don't got time for it.
And what's that room temperature like when you hit that bed?
Probably like freezing. It gotta be cold. I gotta be cold. Cause if I'm not cold, I can't breathe. But if it's like mid, like hot and cold, I'm cool. I can't be hot going to sleep, bro. I can't, bro.
And aside from that temperature, fan on or fan off when you go to sleep?
I don't even use the fan. I use the AC. So if we can call that a fan, we can call that a fan. But like the ceiling fan and shit, no. I don't use the fan.
TV on or TV off?
TV off. I don't even watch TV. If I got the TV on, I'm bullshitting.
And are you a light sleeper or a heavy sleeper?
I'm a heavy sleeper. I'm a heavy-ass sleeper, bro. That's bad.
What's been your worst experience of being a heavy sleeper so far?
Nothing really crazy. Probably, like, missed a couple, like, appointments. Like, for me, meetings or something. Like, nothing crazy.
What about a flight? Ever missed a flight?
By oversleeping? Yeah. It's only because I stayed up all night, though. Like, we tried to stay up all night to get on the flight early. And, we had to leave out at 6. We went to sleep at 4. So we was cooked type shit. That was a bad job.
But it wasn't an important flight.
No, it wasn't really too crazy.
And on the opposite end of the spectrum, what's been your best experience of being a heavy sleeper so far?
Shit. I don't wake up to nothing, bro. You can slap me. I'm only going to wake up to water, bro. Like, if you throw water on me, that's when I'm up. Like, but if you slap me or yank off the blanket, bro, I'm not getting up. I don't even be, bro. I'm gone. I'll be gone.
Have you ever missed something tragic, for example, because of this heavy sleep?
Nah. I be on time. I'm real, like, up to bargain with my priorities type shit. So, like, I'm very responsible. I don't really miss too much shit because I'm asleep. If I don't go, I just don't go. Like, I don't, for me.
Do you snore?
Yeah. I don't snore loud, though. I snore, though. Like, I'll be like, type shit. But I don't be like the OD, like my homie, Miz, he snore like a goddamn pig. Like, he be snorting and shit. Like, he be drawn. Like, I be thinking he dying type shit. Like, he snores so loud, bro. It's crazy, like.
Have you ever seen videos of yourself snoring?
No, I wanted to take a video of me sleep, but I never did it. Like the whole night, I want to see that happening.
Have you ever heard the saying, quote, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite?
What, bro? Yeah, I feel like everybody heard that.
Is that something you ever faced in real life?
Bed bugs? Fuck no. Hell no. Never. That's scatted.
And winding down here, has it ever gotten to the point of seeing a healthcare professional, perhaps, of some sort, in regards to your sleep at all?
Mm-mm.
Do you want any professional help with that at all?
No. I don't think it's a problem. Like, I'm going to sleep type shit. Flat. I'm cool.
Anything else you want to mention about waking up, going to sleep, or question you weren't asked? People want to know about any of this stuff.
No.
Would you date you?
Pause.
Hypothetically speaking. Not literally, but figuratively here. Not literally, but figuratively. Would you date you?
I don't know how to answer that.
So in other words, would you date someone like yourself?
Like me?
Yes.
No.
Why not? There are some that might say the opposite of that answer.
I don't know. I just wouldn't do that to myself.
Now, that was a hypothetical question. But literally speaking now, when it comes to your past history of dating, what's the worst date you ever been on?
Worst date? I don't even go on dates. So, worst date? I don't know. Every date I've been on was thorough. I'm talking about great. I'm talking about 10 out of 10. So like, I don't go on dates. So it's like, I've never been on a bad date.
And what's your reasoning there? Why aren't you a dater?
Shit like that is special. So it's like, why waste a date on a temporary individual? I feel like everybody I ever went on a date with meant something to me. And I thought it was longevitized. So it was like, probably got manipulated, but overall, I felt good doing it type shit.
All right, that's good there. My last topic to you. Before this interview ends, is there anything else you were not asked? Fans want to know? People want to know? Is there anything you want to address while you're here? Anything else you didn't get a chance to mention, you'd like to mention now?
I don't got a girlfriend. I don't want a girlfriend. I don't need a girlfriend. I don't care for a girlfriend. So I feel like people should stop trying to come at me thinking that I have a girlfriend or want a girlfriend, because I don't. I'm good. I'm all lonely, tell you shit.
And why no girlfriend for you? Why not? Why don't you?
It don't change my life. It bring me no benefit. Like, I've grown up to realize that shit is just like, to just say that they got me, when in reality, they don't got me type shit. So now I just had to realize, like, I'm just stay on my single type tip.
Anything else? And not just speaking on females or relationships, but zooming out, anything else generally speaking here?
No.
Any loose ends? Go ahead.
I said, no, I'm good.
Any loose ends you want to tie from this interview with the previous topics you were asked?
Mm-mm.
Anything that needs further clarification from what was said in this interview, perhaps?
Mm-mm. No.
And what about our previous interviews we've done? Is there anything you need to clarify or clear up from any of those past interviews? And we've done two other previous interviews.
No.
Any final words?
WG, forever love y'all niggas.
One additional question just came to mind. Why do people hate you?
I don't know, bro. That's a good question. Why do you hate me? I honestly don't know. I feel like it's because I'm just so laid back, but I'm like bluntly laid back. So if the time being where I need to address you, I would. So I feel like people just don't like that about me in real life. Then on the internet, I feel like they hate that I show that I do me type shit. And like, you know, just backlash from unpopular opinions and things that people disagree on. But overall, I don't feel like I'm hated. I feel like people fuck with me. And if you don't, you don't. But I don't give a fuck. It ain't stopping none.
Now, is there anything you want to say directly to a hater that's watching this?
Keep hating. Money good. Life is great. You ain't doing nothing but making me more money. Making me keep going. Like, I feel like my haters are my biggest motivation when it comes down to the support system of my platform, because the fact that I could still get doubted while not doing anything and still get dragged into things when I'm not doing anything, it makes me realize that my worth means a lot in a lot of people's lives. So that's why I try to like do my best and stay out the way, because I don't want people to keep infiltrating lies and allegations on me, and I'm living up to the negativity. I would rather live up to my own positivity that I live by anyway, because at the end of the day, I abide by God only. So I walk by faith, not by sight. Oh, shit.